You're listening to Rowan Radio On Demand. Download more podcasts at rowanradio.com.
The following program does not represent the views or opinions of the staff or administration of Rowan University or Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM.
Greetings, I am Dr. Stanley L. for the American Dream. We'll hear from our guest in just a moment.
This is WGLS Rowan Radio.
Oh, hello, Maya. How you doing? Hey, ladies and gentlemen out there, we have in the house the one and only Maya Grantham.
Hello.
Hey, it's been a long time for my co-host is back. Yeah. She's doing grand stuff out there, so she's back today to kind of spread the love. What'd you talk to these people out here? How you doing?
I miss you guys, man. What's up? It's been a minute. It's been a long time. You know, grown now. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you mean you're kidding? Yeah, Bill's just like everybody else.
You should see my card.
No, it's been great, though. I'm definitely glad to be back. Definitely hope to make this a habit. I've missed it. It's definitely was a passion of mine, and I plan to get back into it.
Good. You want to introduce our guest today?
I mean, we got Eric here. Eric Wolf. Got Eric Wolf, the motivational speaker here. It's going great. What's going on?
Definitely not a motivational speaker.
That's what I heard.
I'm not the hip-hop preacher. I'm just Eric Wolf, two Fs. But I guess this is the part when I introduce myself, huh?
Just the part.
All right, cool. So my name is Eric Wolf. I have a nonprofit organization called The Perfect Apparel. We sponsor people joining or rejoining the job force. Like, we give them like suits, clothes. We partnered with a guy before, and we did like a whole makeover. We took one guy that was homeless, did a whole makeover where he stayed in the hotel. He went to a 5-star dinner, and like to give back to the community. Also, too, I do stand up. I make skits, and I do comedy. So basically, and I just got into acting. I think I'm really good at it. Every time I watch a movie, I'll be like, I'm so better than them. So I'm just very confident.
Not modest, though.
I'm very confident. I look at it. I was watching, what movie was I watching? I'm big into Marvel movies. I love the superhero movies. And I'd be like, I'm going to be playing on Black Panther 3. I know 2 ain't out yet. I got to work on my African accent a little bit. But it's coming soon. But yeah, that's what I'm doing so far right now.
I got somebody to my left. And you are, sir?
How you doing? My name is Aunt Trey Miles. For those of you who know me, you can call me Trey anyway. If you don't know me, just call me Trey anyway. I'm going by Trey Daniel, actually. Again, I actually was on the show last year. Well, yeah. Over the phone. It was a phone interview.
Still counts.
Yeah. It's just a blessing being here in the physical. But, so I'm actually, I like to call myself a visionary CEO and, all that of Animal Heart.
All right, now stay close to the microphone.
Animal Heart and Animal Heart Nation. Again, as visionary and CEO. Got a few things going on. Again, I was here last year, and now it's like things are actually coming into play, like now as we speak. Actually getting information today, like a text message today, like, oh my goodness, it's crazy. So listening to the show last year before coming here, and now seeing things coming to play is like, this is crazy. This is crazy. Like, everything you're praying for is coming into play. It's like, I don't know how to feel, but I got this. No choice. This is what I pray for, and here it is. So.
Good for you.
Yeah. And to my right, my friend, also a special guest.
Shucks.
Well, my name is Jade Chandler. I like to think of myself as just a creative and artistic person. My goals and aspirations I'm going towards is an actress, a performer, as well as just helping creatives become all that they are called to be in the way that God designed them to be. So I think I'm really focused on helping Christian creatives build a platform in a world that really wasn't or isn't designed for them right now. And That's where I'm going, and that's who I am.
I'll be with you every
step of the way. Good job. We got a lot of creative in the room.
I feel it.
Entrepreneur type. I'm going to slap your hand. You move that mic one more time.
I'm trying to make sure it's not in my face. Like, I don't know what to do. Stirring the pot, baby. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I don't know what to do with my hands. Like,
I can clap some. Do like that. Pray. Whatever. Touch that mic. I'm going to slap you. All right. Anyway. Let's talk about the American Dream. I mean, these folks have been here, you know, you've been here before, the American Dream. I want to find out, what is your American Dream, Eric?
My American Dream is just to be happy and be loved. Of course, I want to make millions and millions and millions of dollars. I want to give back to where I came from. I'm from Rayford, North Carolina. It's right beside Fayetteville. I was born on base, Fort Bragg. My mom did 32 years in the military, so I've been in the area, and the area where I'm from, like, not the best community. So I wanted to give like kids opportunities, so I can give them scholarships, and just to give back, because there's not many people of age. Well, not age, but many people that come back that helps our students. So I want to be one of those people that make an impact on them.
Wow. You know, it's funny. I had a conversation today. We're talking about the fact that folks don't come back to the hood and actually invest back in the young people. And it seems like generations are going by with that kind of like happening. It's not working really well. Yeah. So I'm glad to hear you say that. Really, truly. Mm-hmm. What do you have going on for your American Dream, man?
It's crazy. Like, again, everybody in here, like, number one, I can feel your energy. That's number one. Mm-hmm. You're a Capricorn, and everything you're saying is like, this is crazy. Like, the similarities are very, it's there. I was on the show last year, and you asked me what I wanted to do, and I said, I want to change the world. That hasn't changed. I still want to continue to do that. Starting from where I'm from. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely have to give back to where you're from. I mean, it's just so much information that I've been through, so many things in my life that now I've obtained, and now it's like, we could do this way now. So all we have to do is install this in these kids.
Right.
Yeah, so rather you want to be an athlete or an actress or a teacher, I just want to be able to let these kids know that you can do it. The fallback is single parent, so it's an excuse. It's not an excuse. I feel like every day that you wake up is a blessing. I feel like even if you were in the wrong, you can change that right away. In fact, that's what Animal Heart represents, is you becoming something better like that. I always use this scenario, like, open up the refrigerator and you know it's a soda or a water there. What's the better choice for you? Yeah. Now, in that moment, you if you chose that water, that's being Animal Heart right there. Like, those small steps lead to the bigger steps. Again, through these kids, we have to show them that it's no excuses. No matter what your situation is, you can make it. That's just what it is. And I'm glad that you said that, because, and it's crazy, I'm nervous right now because, I feel the energy. That's not even energy. That's what you call synergy. Like, it's a difference. It's a difference.
So, I feel the same.
That's all I want to do. I want to just give back and continue to give and give and give. That's just all I want to do. It's no longer about me. Even before I got here, it wasn't about me. And I want to keep it that way. I just want to keep a legacy going. So
Right.
That's just what it is.
Right. Yeah. What's going through my mind right now is that fact that we have these awesome people in the room, and I'm looking at what happens after the show already. We have work for y'all. Seriously, because, I mean, I had the conversation today. Topics the same. You know, single mom popped up, and it was as an excuse. Mm-hmm. And then there is no excuse.
No.
You know, it's like, yo, wait a minute, that's old.
Yeah.
It used to be an excuse, but now, we can't accept that anymore. Right. Everybody has ability. Everybody has life flowing through the brain. You can be taught things. You can do things. Yes. And I hear even in foreign countries now, they're saying the same thing. Like, you got half a brain, you can get a job and do something.
Absolutely.
You know, and the funny thing about it is, you know, if you're willing to aspire to have any kind of dream, the way I look at it, just do it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not getting paid. So what are you, you're not making money sitting down doing nothing.
Right.
So just apply yourself. Right. Yeah. And eventually what's going to happen? Somebody's going to see value in what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're getting paid. So that's how it works. In my world, anyway, that's kind of how it works. Yeah. So I'm glad you guys are at it. And you're not stopping.
No.
One thing I was going to say about you before the show is, from last year to this year, You haven't stopped.
No, I haven't.
You seem to have more. You see, you had more drive today than you had then.
Yeah.
Oh, and been through a lot too. So it's, again, it's no excuses. If literally, and it might sound cliche, but if you want something bad enough, we all know, go get it by any means.
Right.
There's no better day than today to be alive. All the access that we have out here. And you talking about making money, so like you said, Dr. Stevens, definitely then do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Go get it, because it's there. We have these ways. Internet, look what we're doing now. It's just the access is there. So we just gotta take advantage. And
I'm looking at Maya. She's on Maya. Come on, Maya.
Take advantage.
You know how to inspire and motivate people. We got some powerful people in the room now. What would you be saying to them?
I'm one of them.
No, that's right. That's exactly right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've noticed that since I've been gone and I've grown as a person, as an individual, and in my craft and outside of my craft, just in general. And just to look at all the different things that before I had aspired to be. It was just like, you know, at that point in my life, I wanted to do this. To the next point in my life, I decided I want to do this. It was never about me, per se. It was always that I want to be an actress because one day I know I'm going to play a really serious role. And one day there's going to be a girl that begged her mom to come to this movie to not necessarily just see me, just to see this movie, and I'm going to impact her. And now it's just a matter of, I don't need to play your story. I have my own story. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just in a space where that's how I want to get into motivational speaking with mental health and about just loving yourself, just self-love, because it's so important. And it's something that our generation does not have, because not only do we not love each other, not love ourselves, but we don't necessarily love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with us, and it's so important. And that's now where I'm at, and I feel like I'd be good at it. And two, I just feel like that is what we need. And I was talking to my she's my best friend, for if you didn't notice.
Okay.
my best friend. And we talk about these kinds of things all the time. And I'm just like, friend, like, you ever notice, like, when we was in school and we had assemblies, the people that was coming to talk to us, they was never young.
Hmm.
They was always, like, older people that, you know, it was always the older people that still had that been there, done that mentality. And it was just like, I'm young. I'm going through this now. I'm not necessarily depressed this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all go through things like that, and that's where I'm at right now.
Good, Jade. Cool. What's your story?
That's crazy. She's my best friend because she, like, said the things that was on my mind. Because, like, for me, based on when I was traveling in Italy, and just seeing how the culture is there, to see what we have in America is such a privilege, that we have all the tools for us here. So whatever you want to do, like you were saying, there's no excuses, it's there to do. But in order for people to do that, I believe that the foundation begins with yourself, like she was saying, in becoming one with yourself, understanding who you are, because you cannot walk into your calling or your purpose if you don't know who you are.
Right.
And I believe that that's so important, because with this generation that we're living in, and especially with social media, it's so much about comparison that people are losing their unique purpose that they have, because they're so worried about what everybody else is doing and how they got there. And that's not what your journey is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's just so important that America, and what the type of culture we live in and the type of mindset we have, the tools are here for us. But we need to know how to operate it for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And all of our journeys are individual. And that's just something I'm learning personally right now.
You know, but you're right, though. I mean, I look back at the years. I'm one of the oldest person in this room, probably in the building. Who knows? But the difference between me and them is I'm learning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind saying I'm learning.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind. Matter of fact, I think it's blasphemy to be on this planet a long time and still think you know it all.
Yeah,
I think that's a crime. So, like, how in the world, this day is different than yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'm open to everybody's conversation to hear what everybody has, because I want to keep learning. There's a point in my mind, and where I come from, is mastery. I want to master me. Well, how can I do that if I don't pay attention to what's going on around me all the time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not clock out at 55 or 65 and say I did it all.
Yeah.
No, the world's different.
Yeah.
You know, I need to know I can help you. You need to know you can help me, and you
exactly.
do. Everybody in this room is helping me right now, because when I leave here, I may be with some little kids. As a matter of fact, you see those little ones back here.
Yeah.
You know, I will be with some little kids. You know, and I can actually benefit and use the information I have here there. But I do find that a lot if not the majority of older folks, do kind of cancel out certain age. They do know it all. And I think mm-hmm. that's a crime.
Mm-hmm.
I think we don't get the full benefit of what we have here as a nation
yeah.
when people do that, because they limit you.
Yeah.
You know, if they're growing, that means you have somewhere to go.
Right.
Yeah. If they're stopping here, guess what? There's a block.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Can't have that.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's my take.
Definitely. And just like my friend was saying, like, just being in America and in general, we're kind of instilled with this mindset that to be different, you still have to be like everybody else. So to be different, to kind of go off on your own, it's good to go off on your own journey, but everybody still has to go to college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody still has to, yeah. you know what I'm saying, go this way mm-hmm. just to branch off, then to do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question is, since, you know, it is a talk show, we have guests for a reason.
About us, right? No, I'm joking.
Question, I guess, would be, how did you take that? Because you did say that you went to, did you go to college?
I went to college. I didn't finish. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of it. I had a few credits. Definitely.
Credits?
All six. But you know what's crazy? To make a long story short, I took this one class. It was globalization. I struggled in that class. I so understand that class right now today. This is how we're going to be successful, because of globalization. That class was a struggle for me because I didn't understand the way of the world. It was globalization. It was just out here. And it was like, no, it's a lot out here.
Mm-hmm.
The way things function, the way businesses are ran. It's that class was a blessing for me. It definitely is made me who I'm becoming now, and definitely has given me better understanding. So now, once I get even in this process of what I'm doing with the clothing line, because I'm still going through a learning process, and it's very humbling. I'm glad that I'm doing it in a different way that somebody else is doing it. I'm glad I'm not just putting out a T-shirt with Animal Heart on it. And it says Hanes on the back. No, that's not me.
Yeah.
I mind you, okay, now this right here, this doesn't say Animal Heart on the tag, but this is just inspiration a friend gave this to me. But I just have to be, it has to be me. It has to be organic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and that's what we say. Like,
yeah.
Some people will take that quick buck and say, no, won't you just get a shirt and just throw it up? Nah,
yeah.
Nope. Because
if
this person's wearing my shirt, it got to be me.
Exactly.
It has to be me. So, no, I can't be like everybody else. And some people do that. Mm-hmm. It may have been successful, but it has to be Animal Heart.
Mm-hmm.
It has to say that on the tag from the print on the shirt.
Yeah.
From anywhere else. Like, it has to.
Yeah.
I would have it any other way.
Yeah. So, for me, the reason why I went to college is because I actually had a football scholarship. So, I played football in college. My whole goal was like, oh, I'm going to go to the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the NFL. I'm going to go to the NFL. And my older brother was a role model to me. So everything that he did, like, I did. Like, he went for, like, homecoming, but, like, prom prince or whatever. I ran for prom prince. He didn't run for prom king, so I didn't run for prom king. Like, that's how
much
of
an influence.
Yeah, and then as I got older, I still felt the same way, and what I did differently, like, I have my own story. Like, I have to do something that makes me happy. But I was always competitive with him. I remember one day I used to watch videos of, like, how's your life going to do? Are you going to get up, you know, change the world? And I used to watch it every day, and I was like, I'm going to change the world. I was like, I'm going to do it.
And we'll be back with the American Dream after these.
Welcome back to the American Dream and Beyond the Barriers with Maya Grantham and Dr. Stanley L.
Whether you're raising a family, advancing a career, building a business on a mission from God, victory lies beyond the barriers.
Realize your success and happiness. Your victory is the victory of everyone in America. America's victory means victory for the whole world. Each and every individual represents a part of the oneness of life. While our activities may appear separate, our consciousness is shared through thought and feeling. This means a natural raising activity for all life, so long as one of us expands in greater accomplishment. The perfection of one life does raise all life. It is utterly impossible for anyone that is progressing not to have a positive effect on others. The very nature of life compels all life to be raised to perfection, for life is perfect. It is pure energy. It is pure energy and is ever expanding, regardless of appearances, hence the thousands of years of humanity on this earth. You, the expression of life at your point in the universe, are compelled toward perfection. Even in your darkest moments, life compels you forward. Our experiences of distress are the proof distress begins the result of an inner desire for something better. You are life,
and as life expresses through your being and world realize its natural course is perfection.
I am the strength, the courage, the power to move forward steadily through all experiences, whatever they may be, and to remain joyous and uplifted, filled with peace and harmony at all times, by the glorious presence which I am.
The American Dream, reality on Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM, with host Stanley L.
I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity, for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies, everywhere, forever.
The 28th principle of the Constitution states that the United States of America has a manifest destiny to be an example and a blessing to the entire human race. All right, anyway, we got any shout-outs out here?
Like I shout out my wife and my family.
Oh,
they're amazing. A lot of moves that I made in my life was with my wife's help. A lot of people don't know that she actually helped push me to get there. Like when I first joined a group called The Circle of Greatness, I didn't know much about it. My wife was telling me about it, so I joined it. It's been a lot of things that she connected me with people in Philadelphia, because I absolutely don't know anybody in Philadelphia except for my actual family, because my mom is from North Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So all I know is my aunts, my uncles, and my cousins.
Great.
Shout out, first of all, to God, my mother, my father, family, friends, my hood, Sicklerville, Lehigh, stand up.
I just have to shout out God, because even when I was just out of it, he was there. He kept took me back.
All right, then I'm going to pass it on. Everybody knows it's always God with me. I do love America, by the way. I'm here. You're going to wrap it up for us?
The American Dream on Radio 89.7 WGLS-FM. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
America, the beautiful, we need you now. America, the beautiful, don't you let us down. Make sure that freedom rings, don't let it be just a dream. And do it for what is right, for freedom there is a price to pay, a price to pay.